In planning for retirement, there are many strategies that can help shape your income. If maintaining your current lifestyle is a goal of yours, you'll want to stick around for today's show. On Retire Smart Maryland Radio, today we'll outline several ways to find the best retirement income that can help you achieve your retirement goals.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Sabapathy.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio, your host, Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, independent fiduciary, published author, two books to his credit, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. And folks, it's always about retirement. Great resource website for you. Check out EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. There's an events tab. Click on the tab and you'll see all the upcoming events that Prashant and his team are going to host, and you can sign up for those. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate, and we get into the topics, but we also give you an opportunity to get on the counter with Prashant and talk about your retirement situation. These are no cost, no obligation, no pressure appointments, so stay tuned for that. So if you're nearing retirement, Prashant, you may wonder what's the best retirement income investment and what it is and how you're going to turn your savings into that income that you're going to need. Now, there are many factors to consider when choosing retirement investments, including what your age is, when you're going to actually retire, savings amount, and risk tolerance. So let's just start off with some basics. I mean, what is retirement income?
Okay, so retirement income is the actual income that you will receive after you have stopped bringing home a regular paycheck from your employment. Okay, so it's typically going to come from two main sources. Number one would be something like Social Security benefits. Number two would be withdrawals from your retirement savings account. Think about things like the TSP, the 401k, the 403b. Those are going to be sources of retirement income. Now, depending on your situation, you actually may receive other streams of income as well, including things like real estate income, whether it's rental income, investment income, or maybe you've earned a pension. And so if you have a pension, that could be another source of retirement income. So remember, your retirement income ultimately is going to be used to cover all of the different expenses that you incur at any point in your life, but especially in retirement, things like rent or mortgage, groceries, medical expenses, travel funds. All of this goes into your retirement income spending. And that's why it's crucial to ensure that your retirement income is enough to sustain you and to sustain your lifestyle for the entirety of your retirement. I always say while you're working, your financial life comes down to money in and money out, right? It's about income coming in and expenses going out. And when you get to retirement, that really does not change. It's still very much so about income coming in and expenses going out. But if that income is not coming from your paycheck, it has to come from somewhere else. In order to unlock your retirement, you need to figure out how are you going to generate that income in retirement to give yourself a retirement paycheck that covers all of your expenses.
I mean, think about it, folks. I mean, so much goes into what your end game is. I mean, this is your retirement. So the factors that you need to consider when choosing your retirement investments, another thing you got to do, Prashant, and a lot of people have these conversations with you, and that's just consider what your risk tolerance is, and then you really start planning.
Yeah, you know, in a retirement savings account, let's say, you typically won't be choosing investments by yourself, right? That's not very typical. In many cases, you know, when you have things like a 401k or a thrift savings plan, they'll have a set of funds in that plan that you have to pick from. And typically the employer will do it for you, or you might even have an advisor who helps you choose investments based on your risk tolerance. But as you approach retirement, your risk tolerance is going to change typically, okay? What we've seen with dealing with thousands of people and helping them retire and putting plans together is that the closer and closer you get to retirement, we notice more of a shift from being more aggressive to being a little bit safer, okay, as you get closer to retirement. And that's one thing that we all have to determine is what is your risk tolerance? Now, when you go to see a financial advisor, Morgan, I think it's very typical for advisors to ask the question, hey, are you a conservative, moderate, or aggressive investor? Like, haven't we all heard that before?
Yes.
And I think that is a really, really silly question to ask somebody, okay? And the reason I say that is because if you say you're a moderate investor, and as an advisor, I say, okay, great, you're a moderate investor. Why don't we give you a moderate portfolio? Well, the fact is, if you and I have different definitions of what moderate actually means,
true,
then that's going to be a huge problem. I might put you in a portfolio that I think is moderate, but if you don't consider that moderate, then we have a problem. So instead of thinking about this from the standpoint of conservative, moderate, aggressive, here's an action question that everybody can start to think about. So if you're listening to this show on the radio, on the podcast, on anywhere else, ask yourself this question. On whatever money that you have saved for retirement, I don't care if it's $100,000 or if it's $2 or $3 million, on whatever money you have saved for retirement, how much can you lose before you begin to feel uncomfortable? How much can you lose before you begin to feel uncomfortable? If you start to answer that question, then we can create a concrete plan around your risk tolerance. So don't worry about conservative, moderate, aggressive. Let's worry about how much can you lose before you begin to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, what's your loss number? I mean, that's exactly, that's the question. And that's a great place to start. I mean, talking about, you know, just considering, you know, what you're going to, you know, the process you're going to go through as you choose your investments as you move into retirement and through retirement. So know what your retirement income is going to be. You know, consider what your risk tolerance is, or that loss number we just talked about. And ask this question, can you count on income from investment returns?
Yeah, and this is a good one because I think for the last 10 years prior to 2022, we had largely seen a pretty big increase in the stock market. And many people wonder if you can kind of rely on those returns as retirement income. Okay. Now, it is possible, but it requires a lot of money in your retirement savings account, right? So, on average, retirement accounts such as 401ks, TSPs, you're going to see probably, if you're just participating in the market, anywhere from like a 5 to maybe 8-9% average return per year. But the thing is, that amount is not guaranteed on any investment that carries risk, right? And I think we learned that better than ever in 2022 when we saw the market go down by double digit returns in terms of percentages, right? And so that is a big, big deal. The closer you get to retirement, the less that you can absorb those bigger losses in your retirement account. So while we can always look at long-term averages and historical performance, those numbers are never a guarantee of future results. And so I think to treat them as a guarantee would be a huge, huge mistake. So if it carries risk, there's always an element of uncertainty. And I'll tell you what, in order to reduce your stress in retirement, you want to be eliminating uncertainty, not taking on more uncertainty.
Next question for you, Prashant, and I know our listeners want to know the answers to these. So how do you make that income in your retirement last? And again, these are just some suggestions. And I know this one is not a very popular one. Maybe if you're bored and you just want to keep working, yes, you can raise your retirement age.
Yeah. So we got a couple here. I want to make sure we get to these before the break. So raise your retirement age. Of course, if you work longer, you'll have more chance to accumulate more money. You'll have more chance for the market to recover and hopefully grow your nest egg. And remember, the more money you have saved for retirement, the more income you would be potentially able to create for yourself once you get to retirement. So that's really important. Even if you want to stop working full time, maybe even having something like a part-time income to rely on could be something that makes a huge difference in retirement. So that's number one, raising your retirement age. Number two is delaying your Social Security benefits, right? Of course, with Social Security, the longer that we wait to take our benefits, the more and more those benefits are going to be. I just did a workshop over in Odenton at a local restaurant over there. I did a workshop on Social Security planning. And that's one of the principles we talk about, is understanding when the best time is to collect your Social Security benefit. Of course, if you delay your benefit all the way until age 70, you're going to get more than if you took it at, say, 62 or 67 years old. Okay, so that's number two. So number one, we had raise your retirement age. Number two, we said delay your Social Security. And the last one here is review your expenses and talk with a retirement planner, right? So ultimately, what we're working towards is recreating a level of income in retirement that you will feel comfortable retiring on, whether that's $2,000 a month, $5,000 a month, or $10,000 a month. It's going to be different for every single person, but we need to determine whether we need to determine how much income you need to make your life as fulfilling as possible. Okay. And so that's where talking with a retirement planner can really help you. So what we'll do right now is let's open up our phone lines. The phone number is 800-653-8404. And when you call that phone number, you'll be able to schedule a complimentary visit with me and my team here at Elite Income Advisors. When you talk with a real retirement planner, we're going to help you understand Social Security collection strategy. We'll help you understand how to go about potentially recreating that paycheck once you get to retirement. If you can recreate your paycheck in retirement, that is, in my opinion, the key to unlocking an abundant and fulfilling retirement. So it all starts with that phone call. Now, when you come in to visit with us, we're going to talk through your situation. There is absolutely no obligation to become a client. There's no obligation to do business. And it is totally complimentary, which means you leave your checkbook at home. The phone number is 800-653-8404. We have a limited number of calendar spots that are exclusive to radio listeners. So you'll call in, you'll get on our schedule, you'll come in and visit. If you're driving or something right now, you can't call the phone number at the moment, you can always visit retiremaryland.com and you can go through our questionnaire there and they can help you get set, scheduled for an appointment. So just give us a call, 800-653-8404.
All right, coming up next on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, following this accelerating inflation, rising interest rates that plagued 2022, a lot of investors have taken measures to protect their portfolios in order to secure and grow the nest egg. And you're going to find out what you can do when we come right back. Welcome back into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors. Great website, great resource for you. Check out EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. The events tab there will give you all the upcoming events that they've got going on. You can sign up. And again, it's always about education. Prashant's an independent fiduciary. He's also a published author, two books to his credit, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We hit the topics each and every week, but we also give you an opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors, meet with Prashant and his team, see where you are in your retirement planning process. And if you need to pivot, if you're in the middle of something, need that second opinion, you can grab one of those appointments as well. Well, it's a question most of us have, and it's how to keep our nest egg safe, secure, but also a little growth, right? That's always good. And one answer is the A word, annuities. So we wanted to kind of dig in and see what the talk is all about, because a lot of people are chiming in. And we got some interesting numbers here, Prashant, but let's do the 30,000-foot view first of annuities, and then let's talk about some of the numbers that we've seen in the last couple of years.
Yeah, so I'm glad that we're talking about this, and we added this to today's show because I'll tell you what, it seems like every single person that comes in is curious about annuities because everybody's talking about it, the good ones, the bad ones. So let's just kind of start from the beginning here and make sure that our listening audience is educated on annuities. Okay, we're not going to shy away from anything. Let's just address it all.
Right. So annuities 101. Let's go.
Yeah, annuities 101. Let's get into it. So annuities by nature provide us with a constant income stream, a stream of payments that are guaranteed to us for a specified period of time. Okay, so here's something really interesting. There's something called LIMRA out there. So LIMRA Annuity Research in 2022 total annuity sales in the industry rose 39% in the last 3 months of 2022 to a whopping $87.2 billion of annuity sales in the last 3 months of 2022. And that actually marked the third consecutive quarter that annuity sales set a record. So these annuities are becoming more and more and more popular. So that's shattering the record set during the Great Recession in 2008. And the primary reason is because the annuities can provide us with security. Okay, so you kind of look at the S&P 500. If you look at it from October of 2007 to March of 2009, the S&P 500 experienced roughly somewhere between a 45 and a 50% drop in its values. And when that happened, annuity sales surged, right? And so markets in 2022 followed a very similar pattern, as we saw the S&P 500 fall nearly 19.5% due to the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates and trying to get inflation under control. And so that kind of started the chain of events where investors or pre-retirees or retirees were looking for a safer way to secure return and to secure income from their retirement savings. Okay, so this is really important to set the stage there. Now, what is an annuity? An annuity is nothing more than an instrument that provides us, in some cases, safety, and in other cases, provides us income. So there's so many different types of annuities out there. One of them that we've seen is called the fixed indexed annuity. Okay, so indexed annuity sales grew 25% from 2021 to a record $79.4 billion, which was up 8% from the record set in 2019. And the reason that those sales are up is because annuities can actually help you decorrelate your assets, which provides added protection for your nest egg in the event of market volatility or decline. In addition to the protection that you can potentially get from something like a fixed indexed annuities, annuities actually appeal to folks across the board because some of them have guaranteed rates of return. Okay, some of them are linked to the market in that you can earn some of the market's upside without taking on any of the risk of the downside. And so annuities are highly customizable, and a lot of them can really fit your needs, but there's so much information out there. A lot of it is bad information, in my opinion. So we wanted to do this segment so we could really dive into the different types of annuities, how they work, and whether or not you, as a pre-retiree or retiree, should be actually considering an annuity, because they're right for a lot of people, but they're not right for everybody. So you got to make sure you're getting into the right one if you get one at all.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We're discussing annuities, but the LIMRA annuity research numbers, I mean, those are big numbers. And it also sends a pretty strong message that people are concerned about where we are economically, what the market is doing, and what do they want to do? They want safety. They want guarantees. And they are taking a real hard look at annuities. And you mentioned customizable, Prashant. So there's this misconception about annuities that, you know, one size fits all. It's A, B, or C. Pick one. That is so not true. I mean, there are annuities that can be formulated to, you know, what you are going to be trying to strive for in retirement. So it takes a plan.
That's exactly right. It's kind of like, you know, there's no one size fits all here. So when we talk about taking into consideration all of your needs and your full retirement plan, I'm talking about your entire retirement plan when we consider income, Social Security, pension, Medicare, whether or not to actually get an annuity is a huge part of that decision. So what does it come down to when selecting the right annuity? Number one, I think it comes down to what do we want to actually accomplish, right? So we said annuities could be a way to get guaranteed sources of income for retirees. So that could be a good reason to use an annuity. But if you're using one to generate income, you want to make sure you're using the right one where you can try to minimize the amount of fees that you find in the annuity. And that's really important. You also maybe don't want an annuity that has a tremendous amount of risk if you're going to be depending on it for income. So how much do you want to earn? What do you want to accomplish is one part of it. The second part of it is what does your time horizon actually look like, right? Are we retiring a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or later, right? Most annuities are typically long-term vehicles, meaning that you put your money into an annuity, there may be a penalty period of, I don't know, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, where if you wanted to cash out your account in full, you may incur what's called a surrender charge or a significant penalty if you attempt to withdraw all of your money all at once, right? And so these are the different types of things that you need to look at. How much do you want to earn? What type of income are you looking to generate? And what is your time horizon? I'll give you kind of an example. We had a radio listener come into the office recently, and he was this guy that he didn't want to take really any risk because he knew that he had to depend on his TSP, his thrift savings plan, in retirement. And so he has a pension through the federal government. But what we determined that was that his pension and his Social Security were not enough for him to live the way that he wanted to live in retirement. So he had about $800,000 in his retirement plan at work. And because he didn't want to take any risk with a lot of that money, we actually ended up using about $400,000 of that to create an income for him safely using an annuity, believe it or not. And so something like that could be an absolutely great fit for someone like him because there's a no risk way to generate income. So, you know, there's situations where it makes a ton of sense. There's also situations there where maybe it does not make sense. I think at the end of the day, what it comes down to is you got to make sure you're getting the right annuity for you and your situation, not your friends, not your neighbors, not your brother-in-law, not your golf buddies, but you got to get an annuity that's right for you and really make that determination because they're good for a lot of people. They're also not good for some people as well.
I mean, it starts with a conversation and very well may be a combination that would fit well into a retirement portfolio that you are considering, that you are building. But work with a fiduciary. Sit down, ask these types of questions. You know, how much do you want to earn, as Prashant told us? And then look at that time horizon and then talk about what your overall goals are. And if an annuity fits one of those pieces or part of your puzzle, and that's what we talk about every single week. I mean, you're going to have a unique situation. Your plan needs to be customized to you, and an annuity might be a good piece to your retirement puzzle, but that takes a conversation. And speaking of conversations, here at Retire Smart Maryland Radio, powered by Elite Income Advisors and, of course, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy, you know, we're here to help. So there are a limited number of spots on the calendar at Elite Income Advisors. It's a very busy office, but it's an opportunity to get on the calendar, and this is no cost, no obligation. There is no pressure. This is an education moment where you can ask questions about your own retirement situation. So, Prashant, these limited positions, let's walk them through what's going to happen if they can get one of these appointments.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said no pressure. I think that's what a lot of times gets people nervous about going and seeing a financial advisor is you feel like you're going in there to be sold something. Okay, so this is what I'm going to commit to every single person that makes an appointment with us. And like you said, we do have a limited number of spots exclusive for radio listeners. But when you come into our office, there is absolutely nothing that you can buy when you come in for that first visit. Okay, we're just here to get to know you. And once we get to know you, we'll help you determine the correct combination of financial solutions that could help you determine what your income should be in retirement and how you are ultimately going to get there. Now, we want to be able to manage the tax liability along the way. We want to be able to manage the amount of risk you're taking along the way. But until we have a real concrete idea of what your objectives are, we can't actually make a recommendation to you. So when you come in to visit with us, you leave your checkbook at home, and that first visit will be a session where we can get to know each other, determine if we may be a good fit for you, but more importantly, get you what you need, which is information and education to be empowered to make the best decisions for yourself as you head into retirement. Or if you're already retired, this is a great exercise to go through. That phone number is 800-653-8404, 800-653-8404 to book an appointment, or you can visit retiremaryland.com if you can't dial the phone number at this very second.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio coming back on the other side, and we're going to roll on, rolling over your 401k, that is, and we'll tell you why it can really help you boost your retirement savings. That's coming up. Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host is Prashant Sabapathy. Of course, you can find him at Elite Income Advisors, Independent Fiduciary, author of two books. Check them out, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. Also, check out RetireMaryland.com. Love the name, RetireMaryland.com. That's what we do. We talk retirement each and every week. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. And each and every week, we give you an opportunity to get on the counter with Prashant Sabapathy and his team. Talk about your retirement situation, where you are. Maybe you haven't started. Maybe you're in the middle of something, need a second opinion. And again, these appointments, they're limited, and we have them for our radio listeners only, and they're no cost, no obligation, and simply no pressure. Listen up. We'll give those out here in just a little bit. So most baby boomers, Prashant, that are nearing retirement have had as many as, get this, a dozen jobs over the course of their careers. And over those jobs, they've also had multiple retirement accounts, a 401k probably the most common. And the question is, what have you done with all of those accounts? So we wanted to start rolling out some options for you, rolling, obviously. And let's start with a definition. What is an IRA rollover?
Okay, yeah, great question. So an IRA, which stands for Individual Retirement Account, by the way, an IRA rollover is essentially moving money from your employer-sponsored retirement account, like a 401k, thrift savings plan, 403b, into a traditional individual retirement account or a Roth IRA, Roth individual retirement account. Now, this can occur either through a direct transfer or by a check, which the custodian of the distributing account writes to the account holder, who then deposits it into an IRA. So if I have a 401k with my employer, I can take that money from my 401k and I can put it into an individual retirement account by doing that IRA rollover. When you do that, several things happen, which I want to break down now in a little bit of detail.
I like it. Break it down.
So when we go into an IRA rollover, let's start with why anybody should even consider that, right? Okay. So number one is your employer only offers you a certain amount of options in terms of the investments that you have in your 401k. You can only invest in the things that you are offered, whether they're high in fees, low in fees, high in performance growth, low in growth, risk, et cetera. When you roll over to an IRA account, you now get to control the investment mix that you have. You can get stocks, you can get bonds, mutual funds, exchange traded funds, real estate, commodities. You can even get an annuity, believe it or not, in an IRA account. So that's one reason why people do it, is they have a lot more investment flexibility when they move over to an IRA. Now, in terms of how you actually do it, you need to call the custodian of the company that is holding your fund. So if you have a 401k and it's held by some big investment company, you need to call that company up and say, am I eligible to do a rollover of the assets? Now, typically, if you are separated from your employer from an old job or something like that, you should have no problem rolling over your assets from a 401k to an IRA or a Roth IRA. Now, if you are employed with your employer, you may be eligible to do that. Most of the time, you can only do that if you're over the age of 59 and a half years old. And what I love about the IRA rollovers is that when you do a rollover of your retirement assets, believe it or not, you typically do not pay any taxes on that rollover. So this costs you nothing from a tax standpoint.
Tell you, tax is a big concern. That was going to be our next foray, what we were going to talk about, because, you know, there are going to be, you know, opportunities for people out there, that these baby boomers that have these multiple retirement accounts, multiple 401ks, track them down and possibly consider, you know, rolling them over. So you're telling me that when this happens, there may be no taxes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, remember, because you're not actually taking receipt of that money, right? When you go from a 401k to an IRA, it's essentially a pre-tax pot of money going into another pre-tax pot of money. We're talking about 401k being before taxes, IRA being before taxes. So going from one pre-tax account to another pre-tax account effectively means that there is no tax liability due when you make that transaction. Now, of course, you will pay the tax at some point in time. When is that? That's essentially when you go into your IRA account and pull out income. When you pull out that income, it's going to be taxable as income to you in the year that you withdraw it. But to make the actual rollover, no taxes due. And so I want to go back to what we were talking about with that gentleman in the last segment who had the thrift savings plan that had $800,000. And so what we were able to do is we took half of that money, $400,000, and we did a rollover from his 401k or TFP in this case, thrift savings plan, and we rolled it over into an IRA that held an annuity. And so when he did the rollover, what happens is he will not pay any taxes. Now, when he starts collecting the income from the annuity, that will be taxable at that point in time. But the reason he did that is because that annuity that's going to guarantee him the income was not available within the 401k that he has at work. So this was a case where he didn't incur the tax liability for doing the rollover, yet he created more flexibility for his retirement plan by positioning that $400,000 in such a way that is going to be extremely beneficial for him in recreating his paycheck in retirement. You could do the same as long as you have a real plan in place for how you're going to do that.
Well, and think about this, folks. I mean, you're out there and you've had these multiple jobs and you have multiple 401ks and maybe you have not combined those 401ks and they're just sitting there. I mean, it's worth a conversation on how you can take advantage of that, you know, legally, obviously, and roll it over and have it work and have more options. I mean, that's what you say on the show when we're talking about, you know, going from a 401k that may have limited options. If you have an opportunity to roll that over in an IRA, there are more options. There's more control.
That's exactly right. And look, rolling over into an IRA on its own is not a silver bullet for making your retirement dreams come true, right? It's ultimately, you still have to have a plan in place behind what it is that you're doing. And what I see from a lot of people is when they come in to visit with us, I always ask them, can you share with me where you are in your retirement planning process? And so often, I can't even, you won't believe how often this happens, is people look me in the eye and they say, we've been doing planning for years and years. And to me, I think, wow, that's great. If you've already got a plan in place, then that means all we need to do is review that plan and maybe tweak it if there's any deficiencies. And then when we dive into their situation, Morgan, what I find is that they have a bunch of different accounts.
Yeah.
They have 401ks, they have IRAs, they have old employer plans, whatever. And I always ask, where is the coordination? How are these plans all going to work together? And what we often find is that they don't have a real retirement plan. What they have is a lot of retirement accounts. And so we start looking at their statements. And to me, simply knowing how much money you have in each of these plans is not a real retirement plan. Okay. Understanding how much money you've gained or lost is not a real retirement plan, because nowhere on those statements does it show you when your money is going to run out in retirement? Nowhere on those statements does it show you how much of a paycheck you can recreate from all those retirement savings. And so there's a huge distinction here between having a plan and just having stuff, as I call it, having different retirement accounts. You need to evaluate where a 401k rollover to an IRA potentially could fit in your retirement planning process. You got to do that now, by the way. Sooner the better.
Yeah. I mean, and just that ease of mind, we talk about that, just knowing that you have started down the path, or there's also that group, and you may be in this group if you're listening, you know, you've started planning and you're frustrated, you're not getting feedback, you are concerned, and there are a lot of people out there concerned right now as they're moving towards retirement with everything that's going on. It's okay to get a second opinion. And the cool thing about what we do is we are here to help, is this is no cost, no obligation. There is no pressure. If you've got questions, if you're thinking, maybe I do need a second opinion, you can grab one of these limited appointments that we have, right? We only have a few, and you can ask these questions. You can get that second opinion. You can gain, you know, just a sense of ease knowing that, you know, you've started down the path or you're getting that second opinion. Prashant, limited space. I do know that you guys are very, very busy, but you are carving it out for the radio listeners. What's going to happen at these appointments?
So think about this almost as if you're kind of building or not building, but putting together a little puzzle, right? And when you are putting together a jigsaw puzzle, you got to make all these different pieces fit, and your financial and retirement life is no different. So when you come in to visit with us, you can dial that phone number, by the way, it's 800-653-8404. You can book that consultation with us, and we're going to help you put your financial jigsaw puzzle together. So we're going to help you with all the different puzzle pieces, things like Social Security, things like health insurance and Medicare. How is that going to fit into your overall plan? What about taxes? If taxes go up in your retirement, that means there's less income in your pocket. How do you project that? How do you understand what you're dealing with? What about your risk in your portfolio? What about whether or not to consider an annuity or a 401k rollover? All of these are the different puzzle pieces that you must fit together in order to have a real plan for retirement. So when you come in to visit with us, my team is going to help you with all of that. And look, at any point in the process, if you don't feel comfortable with us or if you feel like you're not a good fit, we always give everybody the opportunity to walk away and say, we'll go our separate ways. You haven't paid us anything, and there's no obligation to become a client. So it really starts with getting on track with a real retirement plan. And you can begin that process by giving us a call. It's 800-653-8404. You come into our office, totally complimentary, no obligation. If you can't dial the phone number right now, visit retiremaryland.com. You can pick up some of the guides that we offer. Those are complimentary as well. You can also book an appointment through the website. So take advantage of it and do it right now.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio. We're coming back on the other side. It's time for question and answer. Severn, Columbia, Waldorf, Pikesville, Annapolis. We'll hear from you coming up next. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, back with Prashant Sambapathy, your host, Elite Income Advisors, where you can find him, independent fiduciary, also a published author, two books, Physical Health, Retirement Wealth, Retire Abundantly, the latest one, and you can always check out retiremaryland.com. Great information there for you. Again, retiremaryland.com. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate, and each and every week, get together with Prashant, we talk retirement, and we also get into some questions. And the questions are going to even lead to more questions on your part. Just remember this. There might be one that might be kind of what you're going through, but it's not exactly what you're going through. The opportunity to get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors, meet with Prashant and his team right around the corner. And these appointments, limited number we have for our radio listeners, we've carved them out for you. These appointments are no cost, no obligation, no pressure. So stay tuned. All right. Severn is our first stop. Jeremy is there asking this. Looking at my 401k, I see transfers every 3 months to the same stocks moved around just a little bit. Is that normal?
This is a really good question, Jeremy, okay? Because we get these types of questions a lot. As you look in your account, see a lot of transactions, they look like they're doing kind of the same thing every single month. You're not really sure whether it's the right thing for you or whether there's something else going on that you're just not sure about. So here's the thing. When we say, is this normal? I think we have to define kind of what normal is. And in order to do that, we need to understand the management structure of your 401k. What I mean by that is the investments that you have in there, we need to understand if there's like a quarterly or monthly rebalance going on. So what I mean by rebalance is every month or every 3 months, what happens is the allocation comes back to our target allocation. So over that 3 month period of time, you might see certain stocks make more money, certain bonds make less money, lose money, whatever. At the end of every 3 months, it may get rebalanced where we bring it back to some allocation that has already been predetermined. So if there's an automatic rebalancing in play, then that very well could be a quote unquote normal thing. But at the at the end of the day, what it really comes down to, in my opinion, is there needs to be a plan behind what our strategy is surrounding those 401k investments. Is rebalancing even a good thing? For some people it is, for some people it isn't. But it sounds like if you're not getting guidance on this, that very well may be something that you could be doing a little bit better, or that an advisor, a fiduciary, may be able to help you out with, Jeremy. So is it normal? I'm not so sure just yet. It all depends on what your objectives are and what tools you have in place to help you accomplish those particular retirement objectives.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio. We are in the middle of question and answer. Let's go to Columbia. Bert is asking you this, Prashant. My wife wants me to work until I'm a little over 60. I've shown her the calculations and she still doesn't think we have enough to retire. Is anyone else having this problem? And if so, how do you convince your significant other that retirement is indeed possible?
I'm going to go back to what I said, I think, in segment two, which was, it's all about income, okay? It's all about income. When you're working, it's just this balance of balancing income against your expenses. And when you get to retirement, that doesn't change. You need to determine what your retirement income goal is, meaning how much income do I need coming into my household after taxes every month for me to feel really comfortable with my retirement lifestyle? And then you need to have an income plan in place that shows you whether or not you're going to be at that income goal or higher. So how you're going to solve this problem, Bird, is if you want to stop working, but your wife wants you to keep working, we need to have an income plan in place that shows where your income is coming from, how much it's going to be, and whether or not it's going to be enough to give you and your wife the lifestyle that you want. The problem you're going through is not an uncommon problem. How to solve it is by determining what your income is going to look like. If you call that phone number, by the way, 800-653-8404, my team's going to sit down with you. I'm going to help you figure this out. If that's the key to unlocking your retirement, let's get started on that right now so that you don't have to worry about working through a recession.
Question and answer, Retire Smart Maryland Radio. That's where you're locked into. Prashant Sabapathy, your host, Elite Income Advisors, where you can find him. He's an independent fiduciary. We get through these questions, and then we open up spots on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors. Limited number, but they're exclusively for our radio listeners. Opportunity for you to come in, talk about your retirement. You can Zoom in, talk about your retirement. These are no cost, no obligation, no pressure appointments. Waldorf, our next location for Q&A. Phyllis is there. Here's the question. I'm in my early 60s, Prashant, and have no time to let a 401k bounce back if it tanks. I'm pretty nervous about what would happen to my retirement if we went into a recession. Is it a decent idea to pull it all out? Okay, first question. The way I see it, is it better to lose some potential growth than lose a whole lot more?
Look, I think if you've been listening to this show for some time, or you've seen the television program that we do, or even if you've come in to visit with us, one thing that you will always hear from me time and time again is my belief that losses hurt you more than gains help you. Like I say it all the time, losses hurt more than gains help. And so, Phyllis, when we hear people say, I'm concerned about a potential recession, I'm concerned about losing tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars through a down market, I can appreciate that sentiment. It's a scary, overwhelming, suffocating thing to go through. And so I totally get where you're at on that. Now, is pulling all of your money out of the market the right thing to do? I'm not so sure. And that's because there is no silver bullet. There's no cookie cutter advice that we can give on the radio to the general population that will make sense for every single person. My advice on this is we got to start with understanding how those retirement savings that you do have, how those savings are going to help you create a paycheck in retirement. Now, let's say you have a certain amount of money saved. Let's just, for the sake of example, let's say it's $500,000. How much of that $500,000 do you need to use to generate a paycheck? With that percentage of the money, maybe you want to be safer with that percentage. But the stuff that is not being used, to generate a paycheck, maybe you can afford to take some risk over the longer term with that money. So this is kind of a strategy that I call bucketing. We look at bucketing your money in different areas. We have a red bucket for risk. We have a green bucket for things that are safer, that are more income generating assets. So it's a great question. There is no cookie cutter answer to this, but it starts with what percentage of your retirement savings are you going to have to depend on to recreate your retirement paycheck? And that is where we should start this conversation.
Really enjoy question and answer, because it just shows you just how many moving parts there can be in retirement planning. And all of them are unique to the individual or the couple that is retiring. So make sure you have a plan. Make sure you're working with a fiduciary. And get that ease of mind when it comes to retirement, knowing that you're working on it, right? And it's an evolving thing. It's not a set it and forget it. It is your retirement. Final question of the program, Pikesville, where we'll go. Frank is asking you this, Prashant. Is it better to buy treasuries than corporate bonds right now because of tax implications? And from what I've seen, it looks like you get taxed all kinds of ways with corporate bonds, and the yields don't feel like they're worth it with treasury bonds.
Yeah, this is a great question. So anytime you're dealing with corporate bonds, all the interest that you're going to get is going to be potentially taxable to you. So of course, when you compare treasury bonds to corporate bonds or even municipal bonds, you have to consider the tax liability associated with it. So kind of goes back to Phyllis's question in the last one, which is there really is no cookie cutter answer. Every person's going to have a different solution that could be the right thing for them. For some people, buying corporate bonds may be the right thing to do. For others, using bonds issued by the Treasury are better from a tax perspective. So it really just comes back to what is going to be the best solution for you, Frank. Maybe there's other ways out there to create income without using bonds that do not create taxable scenarios. Believe it or not, there's vehicles out there these days where you can actually get interest that is 100% tax deferred, which means you don't pay any taxes on it in the year that you earn it, right? So that's a pretty good solution there, potentially. It just comes down to what is ultimately the best thing for you. And so as always, we love getting our listeners to send us their questions. If you have a question that you want to use in a future show, you can just email it right to us. The email address is service@eia-ria.com. service@eia-ria.com. Send us your questions and we'll be sure to use them in a future program. This is going to be our last opportunity, folks, to open up our phone lines. That phone number again is 800-653-8404. When you call that phone number, you'll call in to our operators and they are standing by ready to get you onto our team's calendar here in the next week or two at Elite Income Advisors. When you come in to visit with us, we're going to help you put together a real retirement plan. It's going to help you understand where your paycheck is going to come from in retirement. We'll help you coordinate your Social Security benefits. We'll help you coordinate that with your Medicare, your taxes, and ultimately make sure that you have what you need to recreate the income that is going to make your life as abundant and fulfilling as possible in retirement. When you come in to visit with us, it is 100% complimentary to come visit with us. That first visit is just an opportunity for you to get to know us and for us to get to know you. And through our process, we're going to help you answer some of those questions that you've been thinking about as you head to retirement. We'll also include a portfolio analysis. This is going to show you what I call a portfolio stress test, which will help you understand how your retirement savings are going to react in both really good markets and really bad markets like we saw in 2022. Once you go through this process, I think you're going to have a much greater understanding of where you stand and whether or not you will be able to retire the way that you want to. So last opportunity for today's show, that phone number again, 800-653-8404. If you can't dial the phone number, please visit retiremaryland.com and you'll be able to get more resources that way as well.
All right, last time, number 800-653-8404. Call now. Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio in the books. We'll see you on the radio next week.
Annuity
guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.